This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Congress has passed a two-day stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend, and the White House says the president has signed the bill. It's part of a last-minute effort by lawmakers to buy additional time for negotiations on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Negotiators are seeking to resolve a battle over emergency Federal Reserve lending powers. Democrats say the GOP proposal would deprive President-elect Joe Biden of crucial tools to manage the economy. The agreement would provide more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, a $300 per week federal jobless benefit, and $600 direct payments to individuals. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in northwest Nigeria in an attack on their school have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. The boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State Village. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claimed responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. That's according to factional leader Abubakar Shekau in a video posted earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but 344 boys were taken. They told authorities this week that they had been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest to evade the government forces pursuing them. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an app that you can download. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says its so-called COVAX facility has secured almost 2 billion doses of coronavirus vaccine, which will allow vulnerable groups in participating countries to get vaccinated in the first half of next year. The COVAX effort is meant to ensure that low- and middle-income countries are not shut out of access to vaccines to COVID-19 by rich countries competing for the earliest doses. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry said explosives were packed into a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony in Gilan district where the Muslim holy book Quran was being recited at the time. The powerful blast also wounded at least 20 people, he added. Most of the victims of Friday's blast were said to be under 18 years old. It was not immediately known who placed the rickshaw near the event. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by, quote, unexploded ordnance. It said 12 children were among those killed. The insurgent group said in a statement that the victims were selling unexploded shells when the incident occurred, and it advised area residents to stay clear of such activities. Afghanistan remains in the grip of deadly violence that's claimed scores of lives in recent days, including Afghan government forces, Taliban fighters, and civilians. Parts of Sydney, Australia, were heading into a fresh lockdown on Saturday, as officials in Australia's most populous city said they hoped the restrictions would be enough to control a growing outbreak in time for Christmas. As a cluster of cases on the city's northern beaches grew to 38, residents were ordered to stay at home from late Saturday until midnight on Wednesday, other than for essential reasons. And in Melbourne, the Australian Open will start on February 8th. That's 3 weeks later than scheduled. That was confirmed by organizers on Saturday after months of speculation. The start date of the main draw of the tournament was originally slated for January 18th. Hong Kong authorities are searching for a COVID-19 positive patient who escaped one of the city's largest hospitals while undergoing treatment, according to health officials. The 63-year-old man was admitted to the isolation ward of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on December 14th after it was confirmed that he had COVID-19. However, officials say the man escaped the hospital ward via a stairwell on Friday and could not be recaptured. A statement from the hospital said the patient escaped wearing a jacket over hospital clothes. It's the first known case of an escape from a hospital by a COVID-19 patient. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.